From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama will tell students today that there is no excuse for neglecting homework or having a bad attitude in school. But many school children will not hear the president's address in school because their parents will not allow them to. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The speech is mostly inspirational, a call to students to do their best. But the president also points to his own life as proof that working hard pays off, and he tells students he's trying to get them the computers and the books they need to learn. The president's planned speech sparked outrage from some parents. Many objected to lesson plans that would have urged school children to discuss how they can help the president reach his goal of getting more students through college. The White House modified that idea, but many parents still feel the president's appearance is political. In reaction, many school systems are letting parents decide whether their kids hear the speech at school. The White House released the text of the speech early in an effort to quiet the controversy. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system are expected to dominate the agenda as Congress returns from its summer break today. President Obama will be meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. And as Mr. Obama prepares to address a joint session of Congress tomorrow, a new proposal is being debated among a group of six key senators. A bipartisan group of Finance Committee members plans to meet today on Senator Max Baucus's proposal to create nonprofit insurance plans to compete with those offered by profit-making companies. It does not include a government-run option sought by liberal Democrats and backed by President Obama. A car bomb exploded outside the military entrance of Kabul's international airport this morning, killing at least three Afghan civilians and wounding six more. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
Afghan police say the driver of the explosives-packed car appeared to be targeting a convoy of NATO vehicles entering the military gate at the airport. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the bombing, which followed a rocket-propelled grenade attack at the rear gate of the U.S. Camp Phoenix on the edge of Kabul overnight. No one was injured on the base, and Afghan police said two militants who carried out the attack were killed. Also, Afghan election officials say they will announce more results today of last month's presidential polls. Incumbent President Hamid Karzai is ahead at this point, although not by enough to avoid a runoff next month. The elections were marred by widespread fraud allegations. Afghan officials say they've thrown out some 200,000 ballots thus far because of fraud. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
OPEC is signaling that it probably won't change its production levels at this week's meeting in Vienna. Saudi Arabia's oil minister says the price of oil is, in his words, good for everybody, both for consumers and producers. Oil prices have climbed above $69 a barrel in overseas trading today. This is NPR News. Police in Milwaukee have arrested a man who they say is linked to the deaths of nine women over the last 23 years. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
The Milwaukee County District Attorney has charged a local man, Walter Ellis, with two counts of intentional homicide. Prosecutors say they expect to charge Ellis in the other seven cases soon. Police say eight of the victims were prostitutes and one was a runaway. During a Monday night news conference, Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn offered his condolences to family members of the victims.
With the hope that today's news gives them confidence there will be justice to mitigate the pain of their loss.
Flynn credits improved DNA technology and a recently formed task force with helping to gather evidence. He defends law enforcement taking two decades to get to this phase of the case, saying police were dealing with hundreds of murders in the neighborhoods where the nine killings took place. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
Commuters in the San Francisco area are being told to expect gridlock this morning. Authorities say the Bay Bridge will not reopen as planned. They had been working to get the bridge open by today after crews found a significant crack in a steel link over the weekend. They've been working ever since to repair it, and officials now say they are shooting for a reopening for tomorrow morning. The bridge is 73 years old. It carries some 260,000 vehicles a day between San Francisco in Oakland. More than half of that huge wildfire burning north of Los Angeles has been contained, but firefighters are having trouble creating a buffer zone to protect neighborhoods in the foothills of the San Gabriel Valley because of flare-ups. The place has blackened more than 157,000 acres. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.